There are a lot of headlines today from the business world. So let's bring in Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. And let's first get to this big merger between two of the biggest health insurers in the U.S. This has been speculated about, but we now know Anthem has agreed to buy rival Cigna in a deal valued in the tens of billions of dollars. What's behind this?
Well, there's a big wave of consolidation going on in the health insurance industry, a total of about $90 billion worth of deals so far. And most of the time, what is cited as the reason is President Obama's health care overhaul really put a lot of restrictions on insurance companies, making it harder for them to turn as big of a profit as they had in the past. So the idea is that if they companies combine, they'll be able to cut costs and keep their profit margins up in the face of these restrictions on them from Obamacare.
But when I think of companies combining and consolidation, the first thing I think of is the airline industry and all the consolidation we've seen there. And what that has meant, in part, is higher prices. So what does this mean for consumers?
Well, that is exactly the concern about all these mergers in the health insurance industry. And it's possible that some of them may even get blocked by the government on antitrust concerns. Obviously, health insurance is something that we all have to buy, and the prices have been going up pretty dramatically, even without all these mergers. So the head of the Justice Department's antitrust division has said he's going to look at the industry as a whole, you know, to make sure competition is preserved and to make sure that the mergers don't lead to higher costs. So it is a very real possibility that some of these mergers will be blocked.
So a big merger announcement in the health insurance industry, and another big story in the world of business from Amazon, which announced something very unusual yesterday. It actually made a profit. Why is that a surprise, Mike?
Right. Well, Amazon has grown its sales, its revenue number tremendously. It's estimated to be over $104 billion in sales this year. But instead of booking big profits, Jeff Bezos' strategy has basically been to reinvest those profits into the business. So, you know, they're doing things like cloud computing and web services. And investors have been pretty much, rewarding them for those plans, even though they're not turning a profit. So this quarter, you know, their sales were up 20% to more than $23 billion for the quarter, and their expenses just didn't rise as much. So it's a sign that, you know, they can be incredibly profitable once they decide to stop investing back in the business. And, you know, investors are taking this as a sign of that potential.
And we see that their market capitalization is now bigger than Walmart's. Pretty amazing.
It is. It is. You know, and it's obviously a trend of retail getting into this sort of, you know, mega store concept like Walmart and Amazon is online. So in a way, it's good for consumers as far as lowering prices. But, you know, it obviously is sort of bad for your Main Street economy, your mom and pop retail stores. So it's a dual-edged sword.
Well, while Amazon was having a blockbuster quarter, a company that is not nearly the same household name was moving in the other direction. Anglo American, a big mining company, is slashing tens of thousands of jobs. What's going on there?
Commodity prices, including the metals that Anglo mines and even diamonds that they mine, they've just been suffering across the board. So Anglo American's earnings sank about 30%. To $904 million, and they're really just a victim of this rout in commodities that we've seen.
And why are we seeing a rout in commodities?
There's really sort of two things at play. One is that China is one of the biggest consumers of commodities, and they've had this blockbuster growth over the last decade. That growth is really slowing pretty dramatically to about under 6% this year from, you know, it was in the double digits not too long ago. So, you know, they're basically consuming fewer commodities than they not fewer, but the growth in their consumption of commodities in China is a lot less than it used to be. And the other thing really hurting commodities is the dollar. You know, all commodities everywhere are pretty much traded in the dollar. So the stronger it gets, that tends to weigh on the prices of commodities, because if you're producing commodities in a country with a weaker currency, you're not expecting as much, as far as dollar price for that commodity.
Actually, I see that the huge mining company, the Swiss company Glencore Xstrata, its stock price is at the lowest level it's been ever since it went public. So this is affecting the whole industry.
It absolutely is. Yeah, it's a very big story.
One more thing. We heard from Apple this week. Now, they said that profits were up 38%, iPhone sales were up, and yet nobody was happy with that. Why?
Well, China, again, is a big story for Apple. You know, it's on track to be their biggest market. And iPhone sales year over year, so compared to last year's third quarter, were up very strongly, but they were down very significantly from the second quarter. And there's a big concern that this rout in the Chinese stock market will leave consumers there with less to spend on things like iPhones, and that the general slowdown in the economic growth there will have an impact on Apple.
So we're starting to see what is happening around the world as a result of what is going on in China. While we were all focusing so much on Greece, China's slowdown really is starting to ripple. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.